Special Album Feature Edition.
You're here for another special album edition with the Mojo Man on the Almost Famous Radio Show. And we just heard the song, Hide Your Love. And if you haven't already guessed the special album that we're featuring today, I'll tell you, it's Goat's Head Soup by none other than the Rolling Stones. Yeah. And I'll tell you why I want to feature this album. There's been a new release of this, a new updated remastered, 2020 version of Goat's Head Soup, and the deluxe 2020 edition includes tracks that weren't in the original release of the album, and we'll touch upon them later on in the show. Let's get to it. Here's the lowdown on this album. Goat's Head Soup is the 11th British studio album, or 13th American studio album, by the Rolling Stones. And it is the year 1972, when they go into the recording studio in Kingston, Jamaica, to record this album. November 1972. It was released in August 1973 on Rolling Stones Records. This album was the last to be produced by Jimmy Miller, who was the architect of the Rolling Stones sound during their most acclaimed period, and after a run of four albums during that period, from 1968 to 1973, starting with Beggar's Banquet, 1968, Let It Bleed, 1969, Sticky Fingers, 1971, Exile on Main Street, 1972, finally, Goat's Head Soup, 1973. What was notable about this album is that it was recorded mainly outside of the United Kingdom due to their status as tax exiles. For Goat's Head Soup, they moved on from France to reside in Jamaica to be close to the studio Dynamic Sound in Kingston, Jamaica. Jamaica, man. The perfect place to keep those creative juices flowing. Alright, let's keep the music flowing. Can you hear it? Can you hear it? Can you hear the music? Listen for the chime. Magic.
Oh,
Two tracks there. Can you hear the music? And winter. Yeah, winter. The time for hibernation, meditation, and contemplation. And as you may have noticed, I'm not playing the tracks in order as they appear on the original album. I have chosen to exercise my creative license and recreate the playlist in the order of my choosing. And I hope you don't mind. Also, I guess I should outline for you the members of the band at the time, as over the years the lineup always changed. So for Goat's Head Soup we had Keith Richards, Mick Jagger, Mick Taylor, Charlie Watts, and Bill Wyman as well, who only played on three tracks for the album. As you can tell, a lot of production went into this album with all that orchestration in the background, filling out the sound. But it should be noted that all the songs that they created came out of freeform sessions where they're jamming and playing and writing up the lyrics as they go along. That is the way they developed their music, and that's how they fostered their synergy when they're jamming together, working hard, and getting into the mood. The track Winter was the first song recorded in the Dynamic Sound Studios in Kingston. And as a matter of fact, doesn't even feature Keith Richards on it because Mick Taylor's playing and Mick Jagger's doing the electric rhythm guitar. And that brings me to another point. The Rolling Stones created their sound with a number of different musicians on this album, along with a number of local musicians from Jamaica. There was also their usual cadre of collaborators, such as saxophonist Bobby Keys, the late, great Billy Preston on organ, and pianist Nicky Hopkins, and of course, one of the original Rolling Stones, Ian Stewart. As a matter of fact, all those guys have passed away, now that I think about it. And yet again, the Rolling Stones core group keeps rolling on. Wow, something to think about. Well, let's get back at her. I got two more tracks coming at you. The first, 100 years ago. The second, Doo 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 Heartbreaker. On the Almost Famous Radio Show with your host, the Mojo Man. Roll 'em.
Went out walking through the wood the other day, and the world was a carpet laid before me. Birds were bursting and the air smelled sweet and strange. Seemed about 100 years ago. Mary and I, we would sit up on the gate, just gazing at some dragon in the sky. What tender days we had, those secrets hid away. Well, it seemed about 100 years ago. Dream of what day was. Don't you think it's sometimes wise not to grow up? Went out walking through the wood the other day. Can't you see the fuzz in my forehead?
Radio Without Borders.
Radio is something for everyone.
93.3 CFMU. Radio with a personality.
Hey, Rabbit fans and followers and loyal listeners, don't forget to like us on Facebook at Almost Famous Radio 62. Follow us on Instagram at Almost Famous Radio 62. And on Twitter at Almost_Radio. And go to the Almost Famous Show webpage at cfmu.ca and download our podcast to listen to at your leisure.
Hey guys, you're listening to 93.3.
I love this place!
You're listening to a special album feature edition on the Almost Famous Radio Show with the Mojo Man.
All right. We're back, and we're featuring Goat's Head Soup. Let's talk a bit about the next track we're going to hear. Out of the 10 tracks on the album, the lead single, Angie, went to number 1 in the US charts and went to number 5 in the UK. They didn't really want to use it as a lead single at first because it was a ballad, and the record company wanted them to do something more like a Brown Sugar song, but as it turns out, it was a great hit. Now, the big question about the song is, who is Angie about? The first big rumor about who Angie was, it was referring to David Bowie's first wife, Angela, but both Jagger and Richards constantly denied that because it was alluding to possible affairs that were going on behind the scenes. Then it was supposedly about Keith Richards' daughter, Angela, but he states in his book, Life, that he didn't even know that he was going to name his daughter Angela by the time this had been out. And according to New Musical Express magazine, the song is about Jagger's breakup with Marianne Faithfull. I tend to believe that one a little more than the other ones because it really talks about a real dynamic going on between the two when they eventually broke up. And of course, Jagger's the one that wrote the lyrics on the song, so that seems a little more fitting. Nevertheless, the song is a great classic, one of the tunes that defines the Rolling Stones. And from this album, along with a couple other tunes, Angie, Silver Train, and Coming Down Again. Coming at ya on the Almost Famous Radio Show, here with the Mojo Man.
Close, seem to all go up in
she was dying to survive. I was caught, oh, taken for a ride. She was showing no surprise. Coming down again. Coming down again.
Great tracks off of Goat's Head Soup. Now, I don't think I've explained so far what goat's head soup actually is. So let me tell ya. Goat's head soup is also known as mannish water. And it's a part of the Jamaican cuisine. It's made from goat meat, and it's believed to be an aphrodisiac, and made from various parts of the goat, not necessarily the head. Now, I'm sure maybe at one time or other that the goat's head would have been used, but I don't think that became commonplace. And I can tell you, I've tried goat's head soup myself. It's very tasty, very good hearty soup, and lots of herbs and spices in it, and just great for the palate. And it became popular at big parties and larger functions with bands and that, and has caught on and is something that is regularly served at special occasions. Now, another interesting fun fact is that the Rolling Stones didn't just stay in Kingston, Jamaica. They had villas outside of Ocho Rios in Jamaica, which is a great tourist destination right near the famous Duns River Falls. And of note is that around the same time they were staying there, the movie for James Bond, Live and Let Die, was being filmed in and around Ocho Rios, Jamaica as well. And that's the same area that the author Ian Fleming, who wrote all the James Bond series, lived. That film was released in June of 1973. And that featured the Paul McCartney and Wings song of the same name, Live and Let Die. About a month after that release, Goat's Head Soup came out as well. And the cover of the album Goat's Head Soup has a life-size head of Mick Jagger wrapped in some kind of chiffon material, looking quite satyr-like. And there's some other imagery there that you can maybe figure out for yourself. Now, there were some other tracks that didn't make it on the album. Two of them, the one Waiting on a Friend and the other Tops, ended up coming out on Tattoo You. And another, Through the Lonely Nights, would end up on a Rarities album, all those featuring Mick Taylor. And as we know by the 2020 release of this album, they had three other songs come out. All the Rage, Crisscross, and the big one with Jimmy Page, Scarlet. And unfortunately, we can't get to those tracks. But check them out. So I'm going to leave you with the final two tracks off the album I haven't played. Dancing with Mr. D. And that's not the devil. It's the other enemy of man. And Star Star. I want to thank you for joining me today. And remember, I am the Mojo Man. I play the best records in the business, and then I smoke them. Spark them up!
Smiles. sad since you've been gone. Way back to New York City, where you do belong. Honey, miss your two-tone kisses, legs wrap around my tie. If I ever get back to Fun City, girl, I'm gonna make you scream all night. Honey,
borders.
Radio is something for everyone.
93.3 CFMU. Radio with a personality.
Hey Hamilton, you're listening to CFMU Radio, and I'm your host, Matthew. So on today's episode, you know, it's February 15th, so yesterday, for those of you guys who celebrate, it was Valentine's Day, and